All right, here's Peter DeBoer, the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. They swept Anaheim in the first round. They're off to the second round, taking on Vegas. Thank you for doing this, Peter.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. Great to be on.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I guess we'll start where we were just talking. What's that like? I mean, when you're on the bench, because they do that in the States. They do it with NBC. And some guys right in your grill. I mean, what's that all about?
Love it when Pierre McGuire comes up with those insightful questions in between. you guys, I think, can imagine what that's like. You know what? And I get it. We're selling the game in the States here, and it's different. You know, it's a different hockey knowledge than people across Canada have, and so, you know, what might seem mundane. I also understand we have some, you know, new people that are watching that it might not be mundane to. So it was something that we deal with, but you know, obviously, you know, you're not getting a lot of substance at that point.
Have you ever said, do you have the option to say no to it, Pete, or have you ever been pissed off and said, I'm actually not doing it today?
No, you don't have that option. No, you get, well, you would, but Gary Bettman would give you the call, and you'd get a slap on the wrist for that. So, you know what, again, you get the speech every year about selling the game, and I think as a group of coaches, we're all on board with that. We get that. We get that's part of our duties, and you know, it's not a lot of fun, but you know, we get it.
With Peter DeBoer, head coach of the San Jose Sharks, they're off to the second round, taking on Vegas.
How quickly did Evander Kane settle into your system and with your team? Because he looks really good right now.
You know what, Evander jumped right in, and the one thing I'll tell you about Evander is this guy's a smart hockey player, and he's played in. You know, Canada's high-level program before. I had him on a world championship team. He played on a world junior team. He played junior hockey for Donnie Hay. You know, so he's had systems put in front of him. He knows how to play in a system. I think the biggest thing for him, the biggest difference has been he's in an environment where he enjoys coming to the rink. The guys expect to win. You're around Jumbo Thornton, you're around Joe Pavelski, you're around Bernsey. It's hard not to, that excitement and that energy is contagious. And, you know, that's the biggest thing with him that I saw. I saw a guy that just walked in and was just really excited to play and do whatever he could do to help. And I'll be honest with you, this guy works as hard away from the puck as he does going on offense. He's not a selfish player. He's made some fantastic plays to set up other guys. He's been really good for us. And the one thing I probably underestimated was his physical presence and the respect he gets on the ice. Not many people mess around with this guy.
Pete, you've gone to a finals with Martin Jones, but is this the best hockey you've ever seen him play? He was incredible in this series.
Yeah, I think so. This series for sure. I mean, you know, I remember Pittsburgh, I think it was game 5 in Pittsburgh. We had no business winning, and he single-handedly got us to a game 6. I think he stopped 40 plus, but you know, he did that every night here for 4 games. And you know, I think we did a good job of being ready to play from the drop of the puck. I think part of it was fear. Anaheim was rolling into the playoffs healthy for the first time all year. They had won 10 of 11, and we wanted to disrupt that mojo a little bit early in the series, and we managed to do that and kind of get under their emotional skin. And you know, I think, you know, before you looked up, they were in a 3-0 hole, and you know, I think that was the key to the series, because you know, the way they played in game 4, you know, this would have been one long series had we seen that right from game 1.
With Peter DeBoer, head coach of San Jose, they're off to the second round, and I'm sure it's happened before, but I can't recall the last time you had two teams meet in the second round after they both swept the first round. I mean, are you a little bit rattled that the Kings couldn't have hooked you up a bit? I mean, pushed that series a little bit?
I can tell you the biggest question from my players today was, can we go into Vegas and practice for a week prior to starting? I know O would be leading that charge into the coach's office for sure.
I would be teleconferencing you from Vegas to tell you to come there.
But yeah, you know what? It's The one thing about this Vegas team is they are for real. And you know what? It's funny, but I remember playing them our first regular season game against them, I believe, was in November. When they had been on a little bit of a roll to start, and people were starting to talk about them, and was it real? And I walked out of the game that night, and I said to our coaching staff, like, this team is real. They're not going anywhere. They're four lines deep. They play hard. They work really hard away from the puck, which is a huge credit to their coaching staff and Gerard Gallant. And they get great goaltending. And, you know, I thought that they played an exceptional series against L.A., and we're going to have our hands full. It should be a great series.
I'm not sure if you got to see it live, but if you did or if you saw it afterwards on tape, what was running through your mind when you saw Patrick Marleau a couple of nights ago in Game 3 score those two goals?
Yeah, you know, just awesome. He's such a good person, you know. And again, I only had him for the 3 years I was here, but or the 2 years. Yeah. I guess it's the 3 years. Two of the 3 years I was here so far. But you know, he scored some big goals in the playoffs for us on the run to the Stanley Cup final. He did last year against Edmonton in the first round, even though we lost out. You know, and had some injuries with Jumbo and some other key people, but just such a pro. And I'm not surprised that he showed up in the most critical game of the year with that type of performance, and really happy for him.
Well, best of luck going forward into the second round, and try to survive Vegas on the ice, off the ice, the whole nine.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, thank you very much. We hope so, too. There's Peter DeBoer, the head coach of the San Jose Sharks.